Foxy with a Z. Welcome to Joy on Paper, a program for writers and those who dream of writing, and for everyone who wants to know the story behind the book. Right now I want to turn to a guest. I love stories about Africa. I have always loved stories about Africa. And so when I got this opportunity to invite, now I have to say, I hope I pronounced your name right, Yeso? Are you there?
That's correct. Yeso Gidi. Yes.
Yeso Gidi. And what do you want me to call you? Just Yeso?
Yeso would be good.
Well, Yeso, I'm so happy that you're here today. I've been enjoying your book so much. It's just so fantastic. I'm holding it up to the camera because we're also here on YouTube so people can see it. It's startling, and it's the kind of cover that people will look at, right?
Oh, definitely.
So Angela Hunt is here in the studio with me, and I want to talk to you about this book, which I am so happy for you. It has the NYC Book Awards winner for 2022. It has a NYC Distinguished Favorite for 2022, a Global Book Award Silver for 2022, and Amazon number one. That's pretty exciting, Yeso.
I am very happy. It has been a great year. I'm very, very grateful for that.
Well, it's well deserved. The book is fascinating. As I was telling Angela, this is a book about mythology, paranormal. It's a combination, and of course a mystery too. So what do you want to tell people about this book? It's really an exciting book.
Well, the book follows the journey of two young men who are flowing to the mystical side of the African continent, a mystical world that will challenge and question everything they know about the world. They love to navigate with the wit and sometimes with the help of others to be able to achieve a goal. Talia speaks of the world. He speaks of the African culture, the thought process, the philosophy. And it explores a side of the African continent that's barely approachable and maybe questionable. I think it's just an introduction to the fantastical yet broad and varied culture of the African continent.
Well, I think it will certainly open people's eyes up to the area of the continent that where you're from. Do you want to explain a little bit about where you're from? Because I think most Americans don't know too much about the area.
That's correct. I'm from Ivory Coast. It's called Côte d'Ivoire, and the main language there is French. So I grew up speaking French as my mother tongue. And Ivory Coast in the West Africa.
Excuse me. Yes, so the sound is a little bit bad. Can you hold the phone a little closer?
I'm using a headphone. I'm not sure. You can't hear me properly?
No, I hear you a little bit better.
That's okay.
Okay.
So I was saying Ivory Coast is close to Ghana and not far from Nigeria and Burkina Faso. It's in the west side of Africa. And that's where I grew up. And they speak French as the first language.
Now, what is the title of your book? How do you pronounce that?
Tale.
Now,
Tale, yes.
And so this is book number one, and it's called Knowledge, of what you plan to make a series out of this, the whole storyline. Where does the story bring people?
The story brings people in Africa, I'll say. I wanted everyone from around the world who will be able to open this book to travel into the world of Africa, the hidden world of Africa, if possible, and at the same time learn a little bit about the culture, the general culture of the African continent, and what people think, and what are the philosophy. And that was one of my main goals.
Well, of course, the mythology is very rich. There's so much that you have in this book. In one way, you've also created a puzzle within the book. Explain why you did that.
Oh, I wanted people to enjoy a little bit more of the book after they finish the first read. Because most of the time when they finish the read, they get a broad stroke of the story. But I wanted with the position of the arcs in the book to the order of the chapter and even the specific use of some words, they should be able to put this together and understand a little bit more about the story of the book itself.
And you've used this, you have illustrations in the book, and you're using the illustrations as an opportunity to give readers a chance to win something. You've actually developed a contest around the book.
That's correct. That's correct. And I have received many candidates already, which is very good. Yes. The art in the book are placed in such a way that you won't be able to understand the first time when you read the book. But as you go along, you will start to notice that maybe this guy was what the last chapter was talking about. And I wanted this contest to help people read a little bit more about the book and understand that they can win something. And the prize is very big. Right now, I think it's at $7,000. So it is a good prize.
Yes, it's an amazing prize. And it is... there are illustrations in the book, and people have to identify and name the illustrations. You have a prize, and of course, they also win the artwork, autographed artwork, which is fantastic. I think it's very clever. And your website is The Tales Series, correct?
That's correct. The Tales Series.
So people can go there. They can enter the contest. As they read the book, take notes and see what the answers are going to be. But as you said, the prize is very big, and I think it's a very clever way to promote the book and to get people to read it, because you're a very talented author. The writing is superb. You have a wonderful way with words. Your descriptions and the way that you paint a picture and bring the reader into the book, I think, are fantastic. So I think people, not only will they find out a lot about Africa, about the mythology, but also about humanity and the mystery that's involved in this story. I think it's great. Tell me now, what is your literary background? Who influenced you? What books influenced your writing?
Oh, I don't think I will be able to say one. From childhood, I've read so many books, and I'm sure the many books from various authors that I've read have in some way impacted me. But I was very drawn to African author. I'll say I use my own voice and approach to be able to write this book. But I am sure I have a lot of influence from all the books that I've read, from Western books to African books.
Well, of course, you studied telecommunications, and you are an animator, television. You've done a lot of work in television, working for Disney and Netflix and Apple TV. Tell us a little bit about that work.
Thank you. Yes, I started telecommunication in Morocco. That's where I started. But when I went to India, I had the opportunity to dive into the CGI world, the computer generated imagery, what is used nowadays for movies, on the effect of the movie. So I started in India, and I went to school there. And after that, I came to Canada, where I continued my studies and started working in the film industry. I have not had any role in that section. I have been working for now 7 years, and I worked for many big companies, as you said, and it was very rewarding. It's the technical side that I like, because I love movies from childhood, so it was an occasion for me to dive into it, learn a little bit of it, and be a part of the big movies that come out.
I can see the time where at some point, hopefully you'll be able to work when they do a film of your book, because...
That would be great.
Very visual, and the writing is excellent. I know my listeners, many of my listeners have watched Lost in Space on Netflix, and is nice for them to know that you worked on that, which is a wonderful show. I think that you've done a fantastic job. Yeah, so I'm so happy that you were able to join me. It's just wonderful that you are number one on Amazon bestseller for African literature. And right across the board, you've won so much acclaim. And I think it's well-deserved. The book is fascinating. It's a wonderful story. And I want my listeners to go to your website and you know, get the book, read the book, and then enter the contest, because as you said, the prize is now up to $7,000. So again, Yesso, thank you so much for being on Joy on Paper today, and congratulations on all the success. And when will book two come out?
Thank you for saying all this. I'm very grateful for what has been happening to me, and I hope that it will continue as I'm working. For the second book, to be honest, I don't know. I have started working because I have received so many emails from readers who want to know what's happening next. So I have to start as fast as possible. I'm working on it,
okay.
But I don't know when, but it's going to take the time it needs to make sure that I've got everything right.
This book is called Tale, Book 1, and it's called The Knowledge, and Book 2 is going to be...
I don't know.
No, you don't know yet. Okay, well, yes, so thank you so much for being on Joy on Paper today. It was wonderful to talk to you. Keep writing. You're really a fine writer. Thank you so much again. Bye-bye now.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.